I will hear from wrong, and I'll die in
here. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday Night Missing Persons broadcast with your hosts, Lorna Munson, and myself, and the General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Now, for those of you new just tuning into us, we are a humanitarian American patriot group, not a militia. Check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Click on that join button. Just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Check out and subscribe to our website. All lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our website, you'll find we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in time of need. We're on MeWe. Click on Organizations, scroll down, Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your thoughts and opinions, because they're always welcome. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to call in. We also have a chat room right here that is also live during our broadcasts right here on Blog Talk Radio. So please, by all means, utilize one or the other. Come on in and communicate with us. Now, if there's anybody out there that personally knows of a missing person, a runaway, etc., call in and share your story with us. And please, by all means, everybody listening, share all missing person flyers on all social media platforms, because you never know if you could be that one to be bringing someone home to their family. That's why we always say, if you know something, say something. If you're too nervous or scared, forward it to Lorna Munson or myself, Bobby Ormsby, and we'll see to it that it gets to the proper authorities. Again, let's just help bring them all home. Give these families closure. Either way, the not knowing, I know, is what tears families up. So, without further ado, allow me to bring in my sidekick, your host, my major ass pain, Miss Lorna Munson.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Hola, hola.
Hola, holy Lola. Yeah, I noticed since I started doing this, there's a few more people that I'm friends with on that aren't in the group that share my stuff, some of them. One of them is, used to be our district attorney, but now he's just an lawyer.
Yeah, we, I've been talking to a lot of people down here because our aggregate general, Wilson, he started up a task force because apparently we've had more trafficking cases. They just busted a couple in Orangeburg, South Carolina, which is like 30 minutes from here.
Right.
So I reached out to them because they had a big meeting. If I would have known about it, I would have showed up because they had a few victims at this meeting that told their stories. And how important it is to get, you know, any missing flyers or any type, et cetera, out there on especially social media.
Right.
But I mean, if I'd have known that it was going on today, I would have went downtown and went inside. Again, like I said, he's doing it the right way. He's got task forces, and apparently with a couple of victims that survived it, they're also in charge of the task force.
Right.
But that's what needs to be done throughout every city, every state.
Yeah, and like I've said before, it don't matter where they're from. They can be anywhere. They can be from here in Wisconsin and end up in Cali.
Exactly.
That's why truck drivers really got to keep their eyes open, too.
Sure.
Or people that travel a lot.
Yeah, people that are on the road a lot. Especially those that are in executive positions that travel, you know, state to state.
You know, there was one truck driver, he put a post on, and he made the comment about how some of the truck drivers look like they're big, bad, scary guys. And some of them really do look very scary. And he said, most of us are not. He says, 98% of us are good guys.
Yeah. Yeah, because they do get a rap because there are some terrible drivers out there that are doing a lot of this trafficking.
Yep.
And I'm not just talking teens and adults from here. I'm talking from the border on.
Yeah, all over the place.
We do, you know, that's why I enjoy us doing this show on Mondays. Just to get awareness out there. Because this, you know, our radio show is not only nationwide, but it goes global.
Exactly. Yep.
And we have a few country We have a few countries that follow us.
And I do it because I know what it's like, not with me losing my son, even though it wasn't through a kidnapping or anything like that, but the pain is still there.
Sure. That's understandable.
At least I had closure.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that I'm reading some of these anniversaries of their children being missing. That's, you know, it really does choke you up when you personalize it, when you see the photo of the family.
Right.
And all they're doing is looking for answers.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's another reason why, especially around, you know, when we did the shows before, during the holidays. Holidays are the big money makers for these traffickers.
Yep, Super Bowl.
And that's, yep, Super Bowl, yep. And that's, you know, that's why we try to put out there about keeping your head on a swivel, especially if you're walking by yourself through a parking lot, up to a gate, whatever. Just know your surroundings. Because at any split second, that evil could come out of the darkness and snatch you up.
Yep. And it's like that one video it showed how many seconds it takes to disguise a little girl. And just put her hair up underneath a hat and turn her around, duct tape her mouth, and she's gone.
Yep.
Bye. Seconds.
Exactly. And those of you listening, if you ever see something like that, try to intervene. Whether you got to yell, get as much information on the vehicle, possibly try to take a picture of the license plate. Because I have also known a lot of recoveries like that, where they were picked up in a parking lot, and just because somebody called in with a plate number, they nailed them and got them.
Yeah.
But they try to be slick. They come up with all different kinds of schemes of luring what they're looking for, luring them into the trap. And a lot of people think it's, you know, it only has to do with pedophiles doing it. It's not just pedophiles. It's your street. It could be your next door neighbor that's been nice to you and shows up at all the kids' functions and all that. And all because they're offered that almighty dollar, they get themselves involved in it.
Right. And yeah, and just like this
so
one.
It's not.
One movie that I watched not too long ago, a true story about these nice-looking young guys getting a hold of them on the internet and then meeting them and then hanging out a couple times, and then they nab them thinking that they're boyfriend, girlfriend. And then after they get their trust, then bam, they're gone.
Right, and that's why I agree. Parents should put parental controls on their teen cell phones, because you don't know what that child's doing at nighttime when you're sleeping. And they're very naive, and they get talked out of their bedroom so quick. And that's, you know, that's one thing that I really wish these so-called feds that are supposed to be working on this trafficking stuff would start doing their jobs.
Right. And
especially online. Don't get me wrong. I got a lot of respect for those that have already been doing it, portraying themselves as a younger person to catch these suckers. But it's a start, and that's why I got so involved in it myself, and that's why I like to spread the word as much as we can. Because, I mean, we even cover cold cases from the 70s. Because even that long ago, never know, they hear about it, they see it, something sparks in them, and they say, oh, well, I remember seeing this. So, like I said, we just never know who's got that one key, that one part of the puzzle to finding a runaway or a child or adult that is trafficked.
Yeah.
All right, let's get started. I'll start out. You got Noonan, Georgia. Noonan, Georgia. Tiffany Foster. She was last seen leaving her home at 2800 Lakeside Way in Noonan, on March 1st, 2021. Her car was discovered in Fulton County on March 7th, 2021, a week after she disappeared inside the 2020 charcoal gray Nissan Maxima. The investigators found a purse, debit card, keys, but no cell phone. She's a light-skinned, 37-year-old female, black female, 5 foot 2, 220 pounds, black hair, long, hazel eyes. Tiffany was last reported being seen at Lakeside Apartments in Noonan, Georgia. And as I said, her vehicle was located in Fulton County with her personal belongings inside. She does have pierced ears, and like I said, she's a very light-skinned black female. Anyone with any information, please contact the Coweta County Sheriff's Office at 770-253-1502.
I got Kobe Roach, age 24, brown hair, brown eyes, 6'1", 200 pounds, last seen in Waverly, Ohio, on the evening of July 6, 2020. You can remain anonymous. No phone number. So call 911 or the Waverly, Ohio Police Department.
All right, this is a cold case. This one's out of Columbus, Georgia. Missing since 3/11/2018. Her name is Ebony Giddens, 27 years old at the time of her disappearance. She'd be 32 now. She was last seen Columbia, Georgia. She's a black female with long black hair, brown eyes, 4'9", 110 pounds. On the morning of March 12, 2018, her brother came to pick up the children for school, as he usually did. But when he knocked on the door, Giddens didn't answer the door, and she didn't answer the phone when he called and texted her multiple times. All calls to the phone went straight to voicemail. Giddens' brother reached out to the father of her two younger children. He had last spoken to Giddens the day before, He went to the apartment building, and the two men continued to knock on the door, ring the doorbell, and call Giddens' phone. Finally, her five-year-old son came to the door and said his mother was gone. A search of every room in the apartment turned up no sign of Giddens. Her purse was in the living room with her wallet, keys, but her cell phone was missing. Anyone with information, contact the Columbus Police Department. Detective Dawn Tuning at 706-653-3205.
This one's a cold case, and it's very sad, and what a waste. Ashley Love, 13 years unsolved, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Leanne Love was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on September 17, 1990. Ashley lived life to the fullest, always with friends, playing sports, working hard, enjoying time with her family. She graduated from Priya 6 High School in 2009 with honors and at the top of her class. Upon graduating, Ashley took some time to begin exploring her options for a career. Friends and family say Ashley also wanted a break from school because she was always such a hardworking student. Ashley desired to find herself outside of school and work. As she explored post-high school life, she often hung out with a colleague and friend, Valerie, who hosted many parties. Valerie lived just a few blocks from Ashley's house. It is believed that Valerie had a brother who had a major crush on Ashley and attended several of these parties. Sources confirmed that alcohol and drugs were used at these events. On October 5, 2009, Ashley reported to the Miramal Arby's for an evening shift. Her manager, Brighton, was one of the last people to ever see Ashley. That evening, Ashley returned home from work and spent time with her family as they watched the Green Bay Packers football game. Ashley then took a shower, said goodnight to her parents, and went to bed. At approximately 2 a.m., an armed intruder or intruders broke into Love's residence from the house's side door. Based on evidence found at the scene, it is believed that they used a crowbar to break the lock and gain entry into the house. Once the intruders made their way to Ashley's bedroom, she was shot point blank in the face with a shotgun. She was shot while lying in her bed. After the shot was fired, Tammy, Ashley's mother, recalled being jolted from her sleep, but she did not know what had awoken her. After waking, Tammy alleges she heard footsteps outside her door as if someone was running down the stairs from Ashley's room. Tammy got out of bed to investigate the noise, and when she opened the bedroom door, a masked intruder was standing in front of her with a shotgun in hand. Scared for her life, Tammy immediately thought the family was being robbed. She screamed and told the masked intruder, "Take whatever you want, just please don't hurt us." The intruder only paused for a few moments before running out of the house's side door, the same door they used to gain entry into the house. Still in shock, Tammy screamed for her husband, Joe, who was still in bed. Tammy told him to go upstairs and check on Ashley. When Joe entered Ashley's bedroom, Joe discovered Ashley's lifeless in her bed. Nothing was taken from the Love household that night, which led investigators to discount burglary as a motive quickly. Ashley's case is registered as an official cold case on the Milwaukee Police Department website. Authorities are confident that somebody knows something and has refused to come forward with truthful information. More than 13 years have passed since she was killed, and the case is still cold. Thought this would be a good case to bring to this crime-solving community. And, you know, there ain't no phone numbers and stuff, but, they did nothing wrong.
Wow. Yeah, definitely somebody knows something.
Yeah, how can the shooter or the, obviously there was two people, How could they hold that in for so long and not let it leak anywhere?
Right. Brian Shields, missing from Butler County, Kansas. Missing since January 4th, 2022. 55-year-old white male. 5'8", 180 pounds. Brown, long hair. Brown, green eyes. He wears glasses. He also has a mustache and a partial beard and goatee. Brian Shields went missing from El Dorado, Butler County, Kansas on January 4th, 2023. Brian was last seen walking from El Dorado, Kansas to Chanute, Kansas on January 4th. Been unconfirmed reports that Brian was seen on Wednesday afternoon, then on Friday around 8 a.m. and Saturday around 11 a.m. on Highway 54 near Rosala, Kansas areas. Brian has health issues, seizures, and he does not have his medication. He also has no money, and he does not have his cell phone. He is also not dressed for the colder weather. Do you have any information regarding Brian's disappearance or know his whereabouts? Please call the Butler County, Kansas Sheriff's Office at 316-322-4254.
Joshua J. Stratton, missing from Elbow, Nebraska since June 23rd, 2018. He disappeared at 33 years old. He's 38 now. 6'4", 210 pounds, blonde strawberry hair, blue eyes. Joshua had been diagnosed with schizophrenia and was reported that he had been off his medication. The day of Joshua's disappearance, he went to the store with his father to get groceries and had been dropped off at his home in Elbow, Nebraska. He has not been seen since or had any contact with loved ones. He usually wears black shin guards and chainmail. What's chainmail? Armor when he is out. Chainmail is accounted for. One in the picture above. Oh, okay. Joshua walks everywhere. He does have a vehicle, but it is accountable. If you have any information regarding Joshua's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call Cass County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office at 402-296-9370, 402-296-9322, or Nebraska State Missing Persons Clearing House at 877-441-5678. You know, the pictures that they're showing, one of the last ones, he looks like he was a meth user. I mean, you can't even recognize him from his previous pictures.
Right.
Skin and bones. Just skin and bones.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
Baltimore County Police Department in Maryland, missing 24-year-old Shantae Drake, 6 foot one, 145 pounds, black male, with short, curly hair, light mustache, light goatee, last seen in the Towson area, wearing black sweatpants and a yellow hood. Anyone with information is requested to call 911 or 410-307-2020.
This one is a red alert and it's a cold case. Dean Jacob Cloud Jr., missing from Black River Falls, Wisconsin on January 25th, 2012. It disappeared at 20. He'd be 31 now. 5'8", 140 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He has his left ear pierced, an unknown tattoo on his left hand. He is a member of the Ho-Chunk Indian tribe and is nicknamed Breezy Gene. Gene was last seen wearing a black stocking hat, black jeans, red hooded sweatshirt, black leather jacket, black shoes, leaving his girlfriend's home in the evening of January 25th, 2012. He was driving on Highway O near Milston Township, where his vehicle had slid off the road and got stuck in the ditch. An officer had stopped to help him, and we asked for his ID. Gene ran into the woods, taking his six-month-old dachshund dog. Police attempted to follow him, however, lost track of him. He was last witnessed to be walking down Highway O a short time later. It is suspected that he may have fled due to him being fearful about the accident due to the car being his girlfriend, or the fact that he has outstanding warrants on minor charges. He had recently moved to Tomah, Wisconsin to be with his pregnant girlfriend and to support his child. He is working and making some changes in his life. He's working and went back to school to get his high school diploma. Tribal volunteers were about to track Gene's footprints for over 3 miles. He was walking parallel to the road. However, he had crossed over and back into the woods at times. It is unknown if he was picked up at the last place where his footprints ended. Gene's cell phone and social media had no activity since he disappeared. Family does not believe that he left voluntarily. If you have any information regarding Gene's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call Jackson County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office at 715-248-5357 or Ho-Chunk National Wisconsin Police Department at 715-248-2658 or Wisconsin's Clearinghouse for Missing and Exploited Adults and Children at 1-800-843-4373.
Okay, this one's from a cold case from 2016. Tyara Williams has been missing for 7 years. Tyara was 19 years old when she went missing on January 7th, 2016 from Greensboro, North Carolina. She's 26 years old now. She's a black female. Medium complexion, shoulder length hair. Black hair, shoulder length, brown eyes. She was last seen at 8:30 p.m. in the area of the Stony Brook Apartments after walking away from some friends. Anyone with information, please contact Greensboro Crime Stoppers at 336-373-1000. What is that feedback?
What feedback?
It's like squawking. You got a TV on or something?
No, the furnace kicked on. That's the only thing I can think of. There ain't no noises in here. I got the door shut, and the furnace is on the other side of the door.
It might probably be my phone, then, if you're not hearing it.
No, I don't hear nothing. Fake checker's screwing with us again.
Probably.
Okay, I got a Dean Morrison from Lawrence, missing from Lawrence, Kansas, since April 2nd, 2022. He's 42 years old, 6 foot, 155 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Dean usually rides a bus or is on foot or on a bicycle. He may have shaved his beard off. Dean was last known to be wearing a dark blue Adidas windbreaker type pants and bright yellow shoes. He may be carrying a black backpack and a small green Free State High School logo on it. Dean has no vehicle. And if you have any information regarding Dean's disappearance or you know his whereabouts, call the Lawrence, Kansas Police Department at 785-832-7509 or the KBI at 785-296-4017.
Caden Black, missing since December 17, 2022. Be 19 years old, missing from Wrightsville, PA. Is a black, biracial male, light complexion, 5 foot 10, 160 pounds, brown curly hair, short, with brown eyes. Caden was last seen on December 17, 2022 at his home in Wrightsville. Black failed to show up for work at DeLawler's A1 Moving Helpers on Monday, December 19. His phone stopped pinging at 9:28 a.m. on December 18. Anyone with information, please contact the Lower Winslow or Windsor Township Police Department at 717-244-8055.
This is our featured case for January is Chattanooga Birchwood John Doe, a victim of homicide whose remains were discovered in Birchwood, Tennessee in 2006. His DNA matches indicate ancestry in the southern United States. If you've uploaded to a GED match, you can find out if you're a DNA cousin to Chattanooga Birchwood John Doe by submitting your featured case submission on this website. Homicide victim found in 2006 in Birchwood, Tennessee, wearing Tom and Jerry Easily Amused t-shirt. Likely ancestors from Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and other southern states. Top DNA match of 404 centimorgans, but complicated family tree dynamics inhibiting identification. Huh, interesting.
Huh.
No phone number.
Missing for 2 years. Oh, I'm sorry. What state was it?
Oh, that's all right. I was done. Huh?
Oh, okay. No, I thought you had more to add.
No, I'm done.
Missing for 2 years. Time for answers. Kristen was 16 years old on January 2nd, 2020. Wow. Sorry about that. I think they're looking for you, Lorna.
No, they found out you moved and now they're coming for you.
Okay. So Kristen was 16 years old on January 2nd, 2020 when she disappeared from Spring, Texas. She hasn't been seen in more than 2 years. Her photo has been age progressed to show what she might look like today at age 18. She's a white female, shoulder length, curly, blonde, like a brown hair. She has both ears pierced. If you have any information about Kristen, call the NCMEC at 1-800-THE-LOST, which is 1-800-843-5678, or the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in Texas at 1-936-760-5800.
Another cold case. Kamani Rashan Council, was found murdered on his 18th birthday on October 16, 2008, near 33rd and Wyoming in Kansas City, Missouri. If you have any information on the unsolved murder of Kermani Council, please contact Kansas City, Missouri Police Department at 816-234-5413. You may remain anonymous and possibly eligible for a reward. Call KC Crime Stoppers at 816-474-8477. It doesn't really give any information, is it? He was a black kid. I don't give other information.
Okay, we got a really cold case. Date missing between January and April of 2006. Lenia Chapin was last heard from between January and April of 2006 per family members. Her last known residence was in Dent County, Missouri. She was listed in the National Crime Information Center as a missing endangered person on November 17, 2008. She has a tattoo of Love Daddy and mushrooms on her lower back. In her picture, she was 20 years old, missing from Cassville, Missouri. In this picture, she was 20 years old in 2006. She has long brown hair, light color, and that's all I got on her info. But anybody having any information should contact the Dent County Sheriff's Office at Missing Persons Unit at 800-877-3452.
And another cold case, April Nicole Geyer and Rosanna Marie Forkum have been missing from St. Cloud, Minnesota since April 14, 1998. On that day, April 21st, left her home in Malacca, Minnesota with Rosanna, 15. Initially, the investigators believed the two had run away as they had before. However, a witness came forward to share that both girls were at a party in St. Cloud that night. He also said that his friend strangled both girls after the party at his apartment. He claimed that he helped bury both bodies. Police did many searches of the area indicated by this witness. However, no evidence was found of either girl. It is possible the girls hitchhiked from the party. Both girls had run away together before, but they always called their families when they were gone. Neither girl has called home since that day. April, born July 19, 1977, was native. She was 5'2", 140 pounds with brown hair and eyes at the time. She was possibly wearing a black oversized tee with bike shorts and jean shorts. She had struggled with meth and alcohol dependence at the time. She had been depressed at the time, having lost her boyfriend in a drowning the year before. She left behind one child. Rosanna, born December 3rd, 1982, was white. She was 5'5 to 5'6, 110 pounds of brown hair and eyes. She went by Rose or Rosie. She had recently completed a juvenile program for truant kids. She had been planning to run away to California with April that summer, according to a friend. Both girls are missed and have families still searching for them. Police call the Mille Lacs County Sheriff's at 320-983-8250 with any information in the difference of April Geyer and Rosanna Forkum.
So Silver Alert, Hartford, Connecticut. Connecticut State Police has issued a silver alert for an 11-year-old boy who is missing from Hartford, Connecticut. Gabrielle Kuivogi, age 11. Uh-oh. Why did that just happen?
Operator error.
No, it switched on me.
Mm.
Dang it. Give me a second. Almost there.
Seconds up.
Yeah. There it is. Uh-huh. Yeah. He is a black male, short, curly hair, brown eyes, 4'9", 155 pounds. The Connecticut State Police has issued a silver alert for Gabrielle, went missing January 3rd, 2022. He was last seen wearing a white T-shirt, red pants. Any information is asked to call the Hartford Police Department at 860-757-4000.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Marcy Love, 17 years old, missing since January 4th, 2023. I said 17 years old. Female, she's black, 5'7", 100 pounds, brown eyes. She was wearing a black scrub top, a gray zip-up black pants, white Nikes, and carrying a clear purse with a gold chain. If located, approach with caution. Any information, contact Cincinnati Police Department Personal Crime Unit at 513-352. Oh, Ralph's trying to get in. Oh. 513-352-6474.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 25-year-old Nia Rash was last seen at a bus stop located on Frankstown and Duff Road near the McDonald's. She was wearing a black coat with fur on the hood, gray sweatpants, and 3/4-inch tie-up light brown Uggs. According to Nia's mother, she planned to take the bus number 77, Pat Transit, to an unknown location and hasn't been seen of or heard from since. Nia has epilepsy and she is in need of her medication. She went missing 12/28/2022, 25 years old, black female, medium complexion, 5'10", 120 pounds, black shoulder-length hair, brown eyes, and does wear glasses. Anyone with information, please contact the Penn Hills Police Department at 412-342-1167.
Brenda Sue Sicka was last seen on 7/3/2017 in Huntsville, Alabama, and has been classified as endangered missing. White female adult, she went missing when she was 43. She's 49 now. She has black short hair with bangs, brown eyes, 5'1", 100 to 120 pounds. Don't know exactly what she was wearing, but she says that she usually wore jeans and a t-shirt, often with the rock band logo, such as Metallica or Iron Maiden. She's got a panther tattoo outside of her left thigh, a woman outside of her right thigh, moon left shoulder, sun right shoulder, and A-N-K-H, back of her neck, her ears are pierced, suffers from severe anxiety and depression. She was last seen in Huntsville, Alabama on July 3rd, 2017. Prior to her disappearance, she had been very active on social media and in regular touch with her family and friends, but social media activity suddenly stopped on June 2017, shortly after her disappearance. She had abruptly moved out of her apartment at the Overlook in Sparkman Drive in July. In August, she emailed her family and said she was in Wyoming and was looking forward to seeing them in January 2018. She's never been heard from again. Sicko's family reported her missing in October. If you see Brenda Sicko or have any information of her whereabouts, call the Huntsville Police Department at 256-427-5476.
Angela Green, missing from Prairie Village, Kansas. Missing since June 19, 2019. Age at time of disappearance, 51. Age now, 55. She's a white female, 5'9", 116 pounds, brown short hair, brown eyes. Angela Green went missing from Prairie Village, Kansas on June 19, 2019. There have been conflicting reports as to what happened to, as well as where Angela is. Angela's daughter was told by her dad that Angela had passed away in July of a stroke, but she is not sure of this or any of his other claims. Police have gotten some conflicting statements about her whereabouts that are a little concerning to them as well. Police say they are treating Angela's case as a missing persons investigation and are working with several other agencies to try to locate her. Do you have any information regarding Angela's disappearance or you know of her whereabouts? Please call the Prairie Village, Kansas Police Department at 913-642-6868 or the Crime Stoppers tip line at 816-474-8477.
Abby Wayne, she
I think her husband did something to her.
Yeah. Yeah, that other one where the girl got shot in the face. I think it was that stalker boy that had a crush on her.
True.
And then, Noah, what are you saying? You think it was the boyfriend, husband, whatever, what-da-da-da-da-da-da?
The husband, because the daughter said that the husband told her that she passed away in July of that year.
Oh. Abby Rain Schaefer, missing from Kansas City, Missouri since May 23rd, 2022. She was 22 when she disappeared, 23 now. 5'2", 120 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She has a birthmark on her forehead. She has had her nose, lip, and ears pierced. She has multiple tattoos. Abby went missing from her home around 12:40 p.m. on May 23rd, 2022, when she got into an unknown gray car with an unknown male who had been sitting outside for over 6 hours prior. She was last seen on door camera coming in and getting her cat. She was last seen wearing a tan crop shirt, black leggings, and Nike sandals. The car and the cat have both been located. Abby's phone has pinged in many places the day of her disappearance, but has had no activity since that day, and there has been no activity on social media. It is not like Abby to not have contact with loved ones, or be on social media. And Abby was last known to be taken to an address in South KCMO, where she was observed by entering an address but never seen exiting. If you have any information regarding Abby's disappearance or her whereabouts, call the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department Sex Crimes Missing Persons Unit at 816-234-5220 or Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 866-362-6422.
Heather Berry, missing from Garden City, Kansas, since January 2nd, 2023. She's a 16-year-old white female, 4'7" to 4'11", 90 to 100 pounds, brown shoulder-length hair with blue eyes. Heather Berry is a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Garden City, Kansas. She was last seen in the area of the 2410 D Avenue in Garden City. She left the residence in an unknown clothing description. Heather was reportedly in communication with a friend who may live in Wichita, Kansas. If you have any information regarding Heather's disappearance or you know of her whereabouts, please call the Garden City, Kansas Police Department at 620-276-1300.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 16 years old, missing since 12-19-2022. Female, black, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 124 pounds. Any information, call 911. 1-800-843-5678 or the West Allies Police Department in Wisconsin at 414-302-8000.
Joni Wilcox Calabal, missing from Kansas City, Kansas since November 2022. Age of time of disappearance was 61, so she's 62 now, white female, 4'9" to 5'1", 100 to 115 pounds, dishwasher, blonde, gray hair, blue eyes. Joni Joanna Wilcox Calabal went missing from Kansas City. She was last seen in the vicinity of north of Washington High School area in Kansas City, wrapped in a brown blanket. Joni was last known to frequent Armordale area and Western Leavenworth Road area. Joni is in need of medication. At the time of her disappearance, yeah, she was 61, now she's 62. If you have any information regarding Joni's disappearance or you have know her whereabouts, please call the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department at 913-596-3000.
John Paul Parton, missing from High Ridge, Missouri since May 16, 2021. He was 19 when he disappeared. He's 20 now. 6 foot, 175 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Scars on his back and right forearm. He goes by the name JP. John was last seen leaving his residence with two male individuals. There were statements that he was going camping with friends. However, that has never been confirmed. It is suspected that foul play is a factor in his case, and there has been little to no cooperation from the individuals that he was last seen with or people who he was affiliated with. He has had no contact with loved ones or any activity on social media. If you have information regarding John's disappearance or his whereabouts, call the Jefferson County, Missouri Turf Office at 636-797-5000. The Missouri State Highway Patrol Missing Clearinghouse, Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 866-422.
Shannon House, missing from Trinity County, California. Shannon walked away from his residence in the remote area of Trinity County on October 11, 2015, near the Trinity and Mendocino County line. He was last seen wearing an olive-colored Dickie t-shirt, black shorts, and no shoes. Shannon's family has offered a reward of $10,000. Information leading to Shannon. He's a white male. I don't have any other description on him. He does wear glasses. He's got a light goatee and light mustache. Short hair, brown. If you have any information, please contact Trinity County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff's Department at 530-623-2611.
Here's a repeat runaway missing from Illinois. Harmony Montgomery, 16 years old, missing from Mount Vernon, Illinois, since November 22, 2022. Female, black hair, brown eyes, 5'2", 102 pounds. And in her one picture, she's got like bright orange hair. Any information, call 911, 1-800-843-5678, 1-800-THE-LOST, the Mount Vernon Police Department in Illinois at 618-242-2131. Boy, I tell you, these repeat runaways, I think that should be an automatic trip to boot camp.
Oh, I totally agree. And a serious, in-depth investigation.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it because there's
either
a reason
there's
why
something going on in the, either there's something going on in the family life, or they're just bratty kids that just want attention, one or the other.
Very true.
Because I know they're
very
I've
true.
Seen true stories where it's like a perfect family, and they end up getting into drugs and all that other crap and dying or whatever the scenario may be, and there was nothing wrong with their family life.
Right. Orlando, Florida, 19-year-old Marissa Burton was last seen on December 22, 2022 at Flamingo Crossings East, the Disney College Program housing community. She's a dark-complected black female, 19 years old, 5'6", 130 pounds, black short hair, curly, brown eyes. Location last seen. At the Flamingo Crossings East, Disney College Program Housing Community in Winter Garden. Family, along with Orange County Sheriffs, are concerned about the welfare and whereabouts of Marissa. She is originally from Houston, Texas, but has been in Central Florida for the college program since January of 2022. Anyone with information, contact the Orange County Sheriff's Office at 407-246-3950.
Melissa Ann Trumpy, missing from Shannon, Illinois, since October 26, 2021. She was 37 when she disappeared. She's 38 now. 5'10", 163 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. She has the following piercings. Nose, upper lip, 3 studs on her right cheek, and 4 on her left cheek. She has multiple tattoos. She has a heart in the middle of her chest and swallow birds. Left thigh with a skull with other multiple tattoos covering the rest of her leg. Right arm with lotus flowers and koi fish. And on her back with prints with names and dates. Melissa was last seen in Monroe, Wisconsin, and traveling to Shannon, Illinois with her boyfriend. She was last seen wearing a black Michael Kors jacket with unknown colored shirt underneath, blue jeans that had holes, and unknown colored shoes. Melissa and her boyfriend were driving her silver Toyota Tundra, which was located the next day abandoned on Bolton Road in Stephenson County, Illinois. All of Melissa's belongings were still in her car. Melissa has not been seen or heard from since. It is out of the ordinary for her not to have contact with her loved ones and not to be with her children. Foul play is suspected in her disappearance. So they don't say nothing about her boyfriend being disappearing, or if he was found. If you have any information regarding Melissa's disappearance or her whereabouts, please call the Greene County, Illinois Sheriff's Office at 608-328-9400 or Greene County, Illinois Crime Stoppers 1-800-422-7463 or Carroll County, Illinois Sheriff's at 816-244-263. They left out a number. Yeah. All I got.
Missing out of Pioneer, Tennessee. The Scott County Sheriff's Office is seeking the public's assistance in locating missing Justin Wayne Lowe, who was 40 years old at the time of his disappearance. He was last seen on May 5th, 2022 at a residence on Widows Lane in Pioneer, Tennessee. He was wearing a white T-shirt, brown shorts, tennis shoes, and carrying a camouflage backpack. Justin is a white male, 5'11" to 6', 190 to 200 pounds, with brown short hair and brown eyes. He has a goatee and a mustache and a partial beard. He has some tattoos, but I can't read what they are. One's a cross on his forearm, I know that. And there's another design and some letters. Anyone with information regarding his whereabouts or his disappearance, please contact the Scott County Sheriff's Office at 423-663-2245.
This is a cold case. Patsy DeLois Rydens Clark, missing from Little Rock, Arkansas since March 4th, 1987. She disappeared at age 55. She'd be 91 now. 5 feet to 5'3", 165 to 180 pounds. Brown hair, green eyes. Hold on.
Fat fingers?
I love. Yes. Do one quick
error.
It was definitely an operator error that time. Do one quick while I find and until I get back to
all
it.
Right. All right. Tiana Maestas, Hispanic female, 16 years old, brown, shoulder-length hair, 5'1", 110 pounds. Law enforcement in Albuquerque, New Mexico, are asking for the public's assistance in locating a local teenager who is missing. She was last seen at her family's North Valley home in Albuquerque around 8:30 p.m. on December 27, 2022. No one has seen or heard from Tiana since she went to bed that evening. This is not typical behavior for Tiana, and her family is extremely concerned for her well-being. If you have any information on her whereabouts, please contact the Albuquerque Police Department at 505-242-2677.
All right. Stop it. She 165 pounds. She had brown hair, which is gray, and has green eyes. She had scars across her forehead, the bridge of her nose, as well as her abdomen from cesarean section. She had previously fractured lower left leg and pelvis. Patsy was seen by her ex-husband, who was still with them, and despite being divorced. He stated that she got into a yellow cab, number 289, and was en route to Fayetteville, Arkansas. And unknown if she arrived, or record of cab fare. Social security checks were her source of income, and her checks in March and April were cashed. However, the following 6 months were sent back. She has had no contact with her loved ones. Patsy does have a history of domestic violence much of her life. Patsy was legally declared dead 5 years after her disappearance. Patsy was known to travel and would visit different places such as Memphis, Tennessee, Hot Springs, Texas, Oklahoma, and other places in Arkansas. If you have information regarding Patsy's disappearance or her whereabouts, call the Little Rock, Arkansas Police Department at 501-371-4510. Okay, Ralph's got a pee, so I got to... I dug on it. I got to go for a minute.
All right.
And
I'll take over.
Get back to my group because I just got out of it again. All right. I'll be right back.
All right. Okay.
The golden
Vicky
ticket
Diaz.
Boy peaked, you know. All right. Come on.
Vicky Diaz, missing since November 28, 2022. She looks like she could be a mix, black and white, female, 23 years old. Oh, wait a minute. There you go. She is a white female, 23 years old, missing from Gresham, Oregon, 5'3", 110 pounds, brown eyes, black hair. Shoulder length, but in the picture that they're showing here, her hair is like a bluish dyed color. Vicky is missing from Gresham, Oregon, on her way to Seattle, Washington. If you have information or have seen this missing adult, please contact the Gresham Police Department at 503-823-3333. And you got a cold case, missing date January 2nd, 2009. Renee Pernice was last seen by her husband at the family home in the Northwind area of Kansas City, Missouri. She then worked as a nurse and a nursing instructor at St. Luke's Hospital. Family report Renee's purse and car keys were left at the house. Officers with the Kansas City Police said a passerby found her cell phone discarded on a city street. It is highly unusual for her to leave her children or her job. Her husband, Sean Pernice, pled guilty to murdering Renee. The location of her remains is unknown. If you have any information, please contact the Kansas City Police Department at 816-234-5136. Wow. Missing out of Queens, New York. The New York Police Department 67 Precinct is seeking the public's assistance in locating missing 46-year-old Samantha Denise Primus. She was last seen on December 24, 2022, around 1:50 a.m., being released from Queens General Hospital in Queens, New York. She was wearing a navy blue coat, pink hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, and black sneakers. Samantha is deaf, nonverbal, and autistic. She lives in the confines of the 67th Precinct at 524 East 91 Street in Brooklyn, New York. She's a black female, 5'3", 130 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. If anyone has any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact Detective Michael Burke with the New York Police Department 67 Precinct at 718-287-3249. She does wear glasses, too. Missing 39-year-old Toledo man, Keith Zurich. Keith may be spotted in Detroit on December 20th. I added the article to show that he was previously missing and located in Luna Pier. He was then drove to the VA in Detroit and since gone missing again. Keith was last seen on December 12, 2022, leaving the John D. Dingell VA Medical Center, located at 4646 John R. Street in Detroit, Michigan. A missing person report was filed with the Madison Heights Police Department. Keith's sister states that he first went missing from his last known address of North Wheeling Street in Toledo, Ohio, in November, but he was located in Luna Pier, Michigan. Family states that he is unhoused now and had walked to Luna Pier before a friend picked him up and took him to the VA hospital in Detroit. Keith suffers from schizophrenia and suicidal tendencies, and family has great concern for his safety. He's a 39-year-old white male, 6'2", brown shoulder-length hair, a beard, mustache, and goatee, green-blue eyes. He has several tattoos, one on his right arm, one on one of his legs, and a stomach tattoo above his belly button. If you have seen Keith Zurich or know of his whereabouts, you are asked to contact the Madison Heights Police Department at 248-585-2100.
I'm back.
Okay.
I had to lift the fat ass up on the bed. And it always gives me the sad eye look. Yeah, right. Okay. I'm probably down to 80 the way I've been eating. Jamel Edwards, missing from Detroit, Michigan since January 1st, 2023. 13 years old. He's 4'10", 100 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Jamel left his home on the 18,900 block of shown hair at 9 p.m. and was last seen wearing a black jacket, black pants, and red and white shoes. Any information regarding Jamil's disappearance, know his whereabouts, please call 911 or the Detroit, Michigan's 9th Precinct at 313-596-5940.
Larissa Renee Eichenhorst, missing from Moody, Texas since December 25th, 2022, 17 years old. She's a Hispanic or Native American. I can't tell. 5'2", 190 pounds, brown shoulder length hair, brown eyes. Larissa Renee Eichenhorst went missing from Moody, Texas on December 25th, 2022. She was last seen leaving her home in the Moody area of Bell County, Texas. If you have any information regarding Larissa's disappearance or know her whereabouts, please call the Bell County, Texas Sheriff's Office at 254-933-5412.
Maria Kadesh Bigby, missing from Billings, Montana since October 25th, 2022. 17 years old, 5'4", 210 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Oh, and she a female. I didn't say that earlier. If you have any information of her disappearance or her whereabouts, call Billings, Montana Police Department at 406-657-8461 or Montana Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 406-444-2800.
Haley Henderson, missing from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Missing since December 23rd, 2022. She's a white female, 19 years old, 5'6", 175 pounds, light brown, blonde, shoulder-length hair, blue eyes. Haley left the family home located in the 5800 block of Shiloh Boulevard, home under suspicious circumstances at 11:35 p.m. on December 23rd. It is unknown at this time who Haley left with. She is considered vulnerable. If you have any information regarding Haley's disappearance or know of her whereabouts, please call 911 immediately or call the Oklahoma City Police Department Southwest at, at 405-297-1177.
I can't pronounce this name. XZAYLAH JAKOLE Big Hair. Missing from Bighorn County, Montana since December 5th, 2022. She's 15, 5'6, 160 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Any information of her disappearance or her whereabouts, call the Bighorn County, Montana Sheriff's Department at 405-665-9780 or the Montana Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 406-444-2800.
The Akron, Ohio Police Department are seeking the public's assistance in locating missing 58-year-old Sally Hall. She last had contact with family on December 16, 2022, and seen at a shelter on Market Street in Akron, Ohio. Her EBT card was last used on December 20th And her debit card was loaded today, December 30th, 2022, and hasn't been used since December 19th, 2022. Bailey's clothing description is unknown. It's from mental health, paranoia issues from past trauma, which she is without needed medication. She's a white female, 5'7", 120 to 130 pounds, with brown dyed blonde hair and brown eyes. If anyone has any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Akron Police Department at 330-375-2552.
Shelby Ann Moser, missing from Flat Rock, Michigan since December 31st, 2022, 24 years old, 5'4", 184 pounds, blonde hair, hazel eyes. Shelby has several medications that she takes and has special needs that require care. Shelby was last seen wearing VS sweatpants, maroon coral shirt. Any information regarding Shelby's disappearance or know her whereabouts, call the Flat Rock, Michigan Police Department at 734-2496.
Chicago, Illinois. 40-year-old Charitha Morrison was last seen on February 26, 2021, dropping her daughter off at Earl Elementary School in the 2000 block of West 62nd Street. Charitha's vehicle was found about 20 miles from her home. She was 3 months pregnant at the time of her disappearance. She's a black female, dark complexion, 4'11", 140 pounds, black long hair, brown eyes. On February 26, 2021, Charitha dropped her daughter off at Earl Elementary School in the 2000 block of West 62nd Street. She was supposed to meet with her son in the morning hours of the same day. He tried multiple times to reach his mom by cell phone, but she never answered any of his calls. Charitha was last seen driving her vehicle in the 6900 block of South Troop Street. On March 1st, 2021, authorities found Charitha's silver 2016 Porsche Cayenne SUV parked in a tow zone near Birchwood and Winchester Avenue in the 7400 block of North Winchester Avenue. This vehicle was found about 20 miles from her home. Anyone with information, please contact the Chicago Police Department, Area 1, SVU, at 312-747-8380.
Gage Alexander K., missing from Polson, Montana, since October 4, 2022. 20 years old, 6'1", 230 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Gage has multiple tattoos, and from his picture, he's got tattoos all over his, well, not all over, but tattooing is more on his forehead, and looks like, I don't know if it's a scar or if it's a tattoo because it's shadowed on the right side of his face. Any information, call the Lake County, Montana Sheriff's Department at 406-883-7301 or the Montana Missing Persons Clearing House at 406-444-2800.
All right, this one's a real cold case, December 29th, 2012. Eddie Johnson was last seen on December 29th, 2012, when he left home to go to a friend's residence and to the store. He never arrived to his friend's residence, nor did he return home. He was last seen wearing a black and white scarf, green coat, and blue jeans. Johnson frequently dresses as a female. He may be wearing a medium-length wig. St. Louis County Police Department, City of Jennings, Precinct 314-385-4672. That's all I got on him.
Red alert. This is a kidnapping, basically. Non-custodial parent is Prey Bog, 21 years old, 5'9", 240 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Cashin Bog, at the time of disappearance, was 7. He's 8 now. He's 4'3", 60 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. And Trayton Boggs, age at the time of disappearance, is 4. He's 5 now. He's 3'5", 40 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Missing from Browning, Montana, since February 19, 2022. Cashin and Trayton Boggs went missing after their non-custodial father, Trey Boss, and Robin Corbin failed to return the boys to their custodial guardian at 5 p.m. when they had visitation with the boys. Trayton was last seen wearing a black coat, blue sweats, and black-green muck boots. Cashin was last seen wearing a blue-green coat, black sweatpants, and muck boots. Any information of the disappearance of the Boggs brothers or know their whereabouts, call the Blackfeet Montana Law Enforcement at 406-338-4000 or the Montana Missing Persons Clearing House at 406-444-2800.
Matthew Joel Finocchio, missing from Manteca, California, since February 14, 2021. He was 34 years old, 5'10", white male, 220 to 235 pounds, shaved head, blue eyes, facial hair, trimmed beard. If you have any information, please contact 1-800-222-3463. Or your local law enforcement agency.
Jennifer Rivas Erickson, missing from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, since December 16, 2022. 37 years old, 5'9", 200 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Jennifer is affiliated with the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. If you have any information regarding Jennifer's disappearance or her whereabouts, call the Sioux Falls, South Dakota Police Department at 605-367-7212.
Still missing for more than 2 years, soon to be 3 years. Kayleen Marie Nicole Owling. From New Wilmington and Etna, PA. Last seen in Lower Etna on January 10th, 2020. She's a white female, brown hair, brown eyes, and wears glasses. She's 5'2", 110 pounds. She was last seen with Michael D. Mano. And in parentheses, they say suspect. 320 Jefferson Street, Pennsville, PA. Also resides in Sharpsburg, PA. He was last seen wearing a camouflage pant, green blouse, black hoodie, white headband, white tennis shoes. Both Kayleen's and Mano's phones last pinged in Lower Etna, PA. next to Allegheny River at 1:36 a.m. on 1/10/2020. If you know any information on this case, you are asked to call the Allegheny County Homicide Unit at 412-473-1200.
Mm-hmm. Anthony Ross Allen, missing from Fort Smith, Arkansas, since October 1st, 1978. He disappeared at 16 years old. He'd be 60 now. He's 6'2", 135 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Anthony was 16 years old at the time of his disappearance. I said all that. He has a small mole underneath his left eye near his nose and had a cyst on his calf of his leg at the time of his disappearance. Anthony had left his mother's home, who lived in Fort Smith, Arkansas. They both lived with friends in Cedarville, Arkansas. The friend said that Anthony lived there for about 3 months and moved with another friend to live with the friend's uncle in Hart's home or McAllister, Oklahoma. When uncle heard that the police were looking for the boys, he asked them to leave. After leaving the friend's uncle's house, they moved in with a man who helped shelter transients and runaways. When the police came to the man's house on a different manner, Anthony took off. Later, were unable to confirm that Anthony had ever been in Oklahoma. Anthony could have went back to Fort Smith area, but loved ones had never had contact with him and has not been seen since. Anthony had been classified as a runaway due to him periodically disappearing. However, he had never been gone for long periods of time and stayed in contact with family. In 1980, the Fort Smith, Arkansas Police Department reclassified him as a missing persons case and do suspect foul play in his disappearance. Any information regarding Anthony's disappearance or his whereabouts, call the Fort Smith, Arkansas Police Department at 479-709-5125. 479-785-4221.
Missing and endangered juvenile, Micaiah Joy Jones. Missing 15-year-old Micaiah Joy Jones was last seen in Tracy, California, in the parking lot area of her residence the morning of December 6, 2022, the day before her 15th birthday. Her mother spoke with her briefly as she was on the phone making an appointment. When she looked around, Micaiah was gone. Micaiah called her 7 minutes later and stated she was in the vehicle with her friend getting a ride to school from the friend's mother. Micaiah did not attend school that day, and no one has seen her since. It's believed Micaiah may have been taken for prostitution. Please be vigilant of that. She's believed to be in the Oakland, California, Tracy, California, or Sacramento, California area. She's a black female, 5'1", 110, 115 pounds. She was last seen wearing an all-black furry jacket, black stretch pants. Micaiah has a mole on her face. She has a gap between her teeth. Her teeth are somewhat bucked. Any info, please call 911 or contact Paige Harris at 916-308-8823 or her mother, Doreese Nichols, at 209-375-3393.
Vernon Lee Law, Jr., missing from Wood River, Illinois, since July 21st, 2022. 35 years old, 5'11", 190 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He has shaved short brown hair and brown eyes. He has multiple tattoos on his arms, hands, chest, back, and legs. Vernon was last seen wearing a blue t-shirt, blue jeans, and work boots at 2:40 p.m. on July 21st, 2022, leaving the Economy Boat Store at 200 South Amico Road in Wood River. Vernon worked as a deckhand on the riverboat Kevin Michael. Vernon had left some of his personal belongings on the boat. However, his wallet and identification were not left behind and could be with him. His cell phone was last active at 2:40 p.m. on July 21st, 2022 in Wood River, Illinois, which was the last time he was seen. Investigators with Wood River Police Department did find video showing Vernon Watkins' cell phone on Illinois Route Number 3 in Hartford, Illinois, towards Interstate 270 on July 21st, 2022 at 3 p.m. Vernon has not contacted loved ones or any known associates. Vernon has been known to travel to Chester, Columbia, and O'Fallon. All of these are all in the state of Missouri. If you have any information regarding Vernon's disappearance or know his whereabouts, please call the Wood River, Illinois Police Department at 618-251-3114.
Tanyetta Denby, 34, still missing from Newark, New Jersey. Missing may be in danger. Tanyetta Denby, missing since 8/31/22. 34-year-old black female, brown eyes, brown hair, 150 pounds, 5'5". She has tattoos. Left leg is a rose and letters across her chest. She was wearing brown knee-length dress with sandals. Tanyetta was last seen 8/31/2022 at 8:30 a.m. at 667 Martin Luther King Boulevard in Newark, New Jersey. Tanyetta is known to frequent New York City, Atlantic City, and previously resided in Millville, New Jersey. It is out of character for her to not be in touch with family. If you have any information to Tanyetta's whereabouts, you're asked to contact your local police department, 911, or the Millville, New Jersey Police Department, Detective Fogg, at 856-825-7010, extension 7365.
Jaslina Dreaming Bear, missing since 12/28/22, 14 years old, American Indian, Alaskan Native, female, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'2", 120 pounds. She was last seen wearing a black sweater, cut-up blue jeans, black sneakers, and carrying a small pink backpack. Jaslina has shoulder-length brown hair with two blonde pieces in front. Any information, call the Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4131.
Okay, this one's a really old case. 12-year-old Selena Mays was 9 months pregnant when she vanished in 1996. Selena Mays was 12 years old and 2 weeks away from giving birth when she disappeared in the middle of the night from her New Jersey home. Do you have any information about Selena Mays? Yeah. Please call or text the In Pursuit hotline directly at 833-378-7783. They're showing her photo as age progressed to 33 years. She was 9 months pregnant at the time of her disappearance in 96. Detective Monica Pogorzelski with the Willingboro Police Department told CBS3 she went missing in the middle of the night, as her father reported to us. She did not give birth yet. She was 9 months pregnant. Said from everything investigators learned over the years, Selena was accepting of her pregnancy, and it was very strange to her to go missing, especially only 2 weeks away from having the baby. Burlington County Times reported that on the night before Selena vanished, she went to church, had ice cream with her family, and then went to bed around 11 p.m. She kissed her family goodnight. Next morning, according to reports, Selena's four-year-old stepsister went in to wake her up but found only pillows and sheets. The bed was set to make it seem as if the 12-year-old was still sleeping. All of her personal belongings were left behind. For more than 25 years, authorities said that they've received more than 250 leads. Recently, we've had four more leads that we're now investigating. And it just goes on about her life. But that's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. That almost sounds like a pre-planned thing where she necessarily a surrogate, but they're basically getting two kids in one type of deal. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yep.
That's what it sounds like to me. But.
Anything's possible.
What do
nowadays.
I know? What do I know? I'm an idiot.
Oh
Duran. missing since 12/29/22. He's 28 years old. He's American Indian, Alaskan Native, male, brown eyes, brown hair, 5'10", 172 pounds. Any information, call Rapid City Police Department at 605-394-4131.
And that could be the last one for tonight. Because you sound like you're getting sleepy.
Oh, I'm always tired. Oh, wait a
That's
minute.
That's an old age.
I gotta do one more. This one has to do
All
with...
Right.
little kids. Denise Peterson, missing from Junction City, Kansas, since December 21st, 2022. 3 years old, 2 feet tall, 30 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Camden Peterson, Junction, Kansas, missing from Junction City, Kansas, since December 21st, 2022. 4 years old, 2 feet tall, 35 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Rosie Peterson, missing from Junction City, Kansas, missing since December 21st, 2022. 6 years old, 3 feet tall, 45 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. It is believed that they're with their mother, Gina Louise Peterson, maiden name, or her other name, Foley. If you have any information on these kids, call the Junction City, Kansas Police Department at 785-5912, 785-762-8477, or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, with all these parents abducting and the way they, a lot of them are ended up killing them, it's
Yeah, that and, you know, like we say every show, you know, it seems like more and more are missing runaways or sent into trafficking or murdered.
Right. I just come across there's no information on it except for Dane County Doe, an unknown individual found stuffed into a chimney. And that was in Wisconsin somewhere.
Wow. Well, that's just like a missing mother and wife, I think, or she was divorced or something. They just found her in a dumpster not far from here. She'd been missing for a while.
Yeah. Oh.
But, you know,
a custodian
again, repairs. What's that?
A custodian doing repairs in the building discovered the remains.
Wow.
And it says the defendant was wearing women's clothing and could have possibly been disguised as a female or could have been a drag queen or trans woman.
Huh.
There is no indication that the defendant voluntarily entered the chimney. It is theorized that the descendant either entered on accident or was stuffed into the chimney by the killer. Huh, weird.
I'll say. So before we close the program, just like to put it out there again, please, those of you listening, be sure to share all missing persons flyers on all social media platforms for us. As we always say, if you know something, say something. Let's help bring closure to these families. Let's bring them all home. God bless America. God bless our children, veterans, the missing worldwide, our military, our first responders. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Lorna.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.